buying it off you. And he trusted him. So with that enjoyment, the moicha now, this gazan has a tremendous satisfaction that somebody's trusting me. So that hanor, that satisfaction that he had, that you trusted him, with that hanor, he's goma bedaita, that hanor is treated like money. So it's treated like you gave him money. And with that money that you gave him, we say a svar with the gazlan right then was goma bedaitoi to really give the karka to you. Even though right now he doesn't own the karka, that's going to be next to Moskasha. Right now the gazlan still doesn't own the field. It's still stolen fields. The gazlan's only buying it back later. But still it helps. It's as if the lakeah gave money, gave hanor right now to the gazlan. Therefore the gazlan really means it, that whenever he's going to get it, he really means to be makner it to this lakeah. The Mar still has a kasha though. Most of Rosh Hashanah has a kasha though. The person says, Mashirish meyaba machlecho. What I will inherit from my father, I'm going to sell to you. Or else, Mashatale mitzadosin. Whatever I capture today, guys going hunting today, guys going fishing. He says in the morning, any fish that I'll catch today, machlecho, I'll sell to you. So, loch ridli yomaklum. He didn't say anything. Because it's a dovish, loch ridli yerlum. Right now, you have no fish to sell. Right now, your father didn't die yet. You don't own anything. What about the guy says, Mashirish min Abba Hayoim? He says that clearly just for today. If I yashin my father today, then you should know I'll give it to you, I'll sell it to you. Or else, Mokhlecho, or else Mashatalim Sadoth Hayoim, what I catch today, Mokhlecho, I'll sell to you, then Dvorb Kayoim. Then it's good. So what the kasha over here is, it's like a Dovah Shlobel Yerla. And we'll soon see what difference if he says Hayoim or he doesn't say Hayoim. But Kol Poron Bayos, when this Gazlan sold the field to Lakech, it wasn't his field yet. So it's like saying, I'll give you a field when I ever buy it. That's called the Dovah Shlav Oli Erlem. So why is the king in Chal? So Marian says, Amar Rami Bachoma, Chai Gavra Vot Yufta. Like there's a great person and there's a good question over here. In other words, there's a good kashi, yes, no, they don't have an answer for you. Amar Rami Rami says, Gavra Kachazin, I see a great person here. But it's Yufta like Kachazin, I don't see any kashi though. Or it's Yufta like Kachazin, I don't see the big question. I'll tell you a big difference. Hocha Som Kadaita, Vocha Som Kadaita. There's a difference. One place the person really means it. And one place he doesn't mean it. What does that mean? Hochasom chadaita. In our case over here, this gazlan really means it. The ozot torah chamaisi lek yechid the nikrani gazlana. Like we had before. Here it's a svar what happened. The gazlan sold this field to the lakeach. So he knows he did something wrong. And he knows that later it's going to be taken away from the lakeach. And he's going to call him a gazlan. And he doesn't want that to happen. Therefore, the gazlan right now is really so mechadaitoi that when he buys it off the owner, I really want to give it to you to the lakeach. Because I don't want to be called a gazlan. So I have something pushing me to really be marked in this field to you. Therefore, the kinyan is good. But hocha, in this case over here, when I'm selling you what I inherit from my father, or what I capture, is like some chadaitai. I don't have it yet. Therefore, the mechir is not chal. Here it's called loy boliyerlam. Therefore, there's a big chilek. We are saying it's das, here it's better. Smich of das helps. Mar says, shok lekaim the rabbi, they asked this question from rabbi, bazavda, omlu, he said, Zu ain't a tzrich lefnim. This doesn't need inside. Show what that means. That's such a big question. You don't even have to take it inside. Rabbi says no. Zu tzrich lefnim lefnay lefnim. There's something needs a very. It's a very big question. It needs a very good answer. But I hope one we have an answer for it. That the terrace is hocha son kadaita veochle son kadaita. Like we just said, that in a case of I'll sell you what I'll capture today, you have no real reason to sell it to him. Therefore, since the fish are not here right now, it's a double shul b'yerlam. But over here, where you're a gazlan and you sold this field to somebody else, you have a very good reason why you really want to see this field biyad lakech, because you don't want him to call you a gazlan. So since you don't want him to call you a gazlan, therefore we say you really mean to be machmir to him. Mar says, have you this case happens with Pumbadisa? The Yosef, and they ask this a question. Omle Rav Yosef, Zuan Tzriklafin, this doesn't even answer like. Omle Abai, no, Tzriklafin Lufnaylafin. You have to bring this way inside. It's a very good kasha. But still there's an answer, I'll tell you, hocha som chadayt, hocha som chadayt, like we just said. Now the Gemara says, but still in the first braisa though, maishna reisha, maishna seifa. Like once you're telling me the guy is not slamir das, what's the difference if the guy says, I'm selling you the fish that I will capture, or I'm selling you the fish that I'm going to catch today. If I just say what I'm going to catch today, then the mechir is chal. Why? Even though you say, I'm only going to sell you what I'm going to capture today, but you didn't catch it yet. So it also should be called a dovah shlo b'l yolam. You're also not slamir das. The Gemara says, no. Rabbi Yochanan, safe was like this. Mashirish mi Abba Hayoim. If I yashin my father today, you know why? Mishum covered of it. That means Mishum covered of it. Rashi says, we're talking about Keshoyogot Goysis. We're talking about that your father, Hayoim, means your father's mom is dying. So your friend's going to die today is a Goysis. If so, but so Rechamoyis look for us. There's a story that says that your father dies, you're going to need money to pay the Chevra Kadisha. You're going to have to pay for the Kekvura. Well, the Tachrichin, you have to pay money for the Tachrichin, you have to pay. So Muzal Chavad Ovid, Shlal Lishoy to be Bizoyim. The son has a chiv then as Kivrav not to let his father stay Bizoyim. So the son is going to have money. Therefore, the son says, I'm going to sell you what I yashin for my father today. There he really means it. Because if he says today means he's expecting his father to die any minute, that means his father is very, very sick. So then we say that tomorrow he really needs the money. So if he really needs the money, then we say it's really Samech Das. So when he tells you that he really means it, then Taka could be Chal, even on Domesh Obel Yolam. If your mom is Samech Das, then it would help. This is a big shalom Achreinim. What's the Chsarim by Domesh Obel Yolam? Something that's not here right now, how come the king can't be Chal? So now we'll Gemara here with Smashka because you're not Samech Das. Because you can't think about that. Something that you don't know right now, you can't think about it. Like here, I can't really think I'm going to sell you the fish, or I'm going to sell you, I'm going to yashin for my father, if I didn't yashin it yet. Something I don't have, I can't think about. But there are cases when you could think about it, you are Samech Das, then it's good. Here's Mashma says, if your father's dying that day, then for sure you mean it, to really sell it, because you need the money, next time, and then you're Samech Das, then Taka would be Chal. The same thing. The person says, Mashatalim Tzadach Hayim, what comes up for my thing today? Yeah, Mashalim Tzadach Hayim. So also, Mishum Kidei Chayim. It could be the same thing. A person wants to sell you what a fish that I'm going to catch today. The pshat is only one day's worth of fish. How much can you catch one day fish? How much can you catch? $10, $20. So the guy says, I'm selling you the money, but I'm going to sell you the fish that I'm catching today. The pshat is then, the guy needs money. He doesn't have money. So then he's also Samech Das. And I'm only selling you a small amount. So the guy, then we say that what the guy means is, right now I'm broke, I have no money at all. And this little bit of money, I'm going to need to keep myself alive. So if I say I want to sell you the fish that I'm going to catch today, even though you didn't catch the fish yet, you don't own it, still the mechir is good. Because you really stomach that, you really mean it, that you really want to sell it to him. Because this much money he's talking about, well, you need it to live with. It's kedei chayiv. So then taki you mean it. Benachnam, in a case where you don't mean it that much, where you have other money, or you stand to say, I want to sell you any fish that I catch, there you're not Samech Das. That's called the Dovash Nobel Yom. Amar Rav Huna. Amar Rav. Huna Amar Rav says like this. Hoy Melech Haveroi. Somebody says to his friend, Hoy Melech Haveroi. Soda Shani Lokeich. I'm going down now to real estate. I'm going to buy a house tomorrow. Listen, I'm going to buy a house tomorrow. So this house that I'm going to go buy tomorrow, L'Shechenu, when I buy the house, K'nuyim Lechom Yachshav. I'm giving you the house right now. You go to your friend and you tell him, listen, I'm educating you in Suda now, I'm telling you right now, the house that I'm going to buy tomorrow, I want the house to belong to you from today. So, Locha Rizkona, Itaka helps, the king Itaka Schal. That's Rav Huna's Chiddush Amar Rav. That you could be math and I could give you away the house right now, even though I don't own it. Amar Rav, Rav says, Mistavri Milsa the Rav. You know when Rav's Svara makes sense? The Soda Stam. If I stand say the sod of the field that I'm going to buy, like any field I'm going to buy, when I buy it, I want it to belong to you right now. Then it's good. We say maybe he meant it. Avo besod the zoo. So the guy says, listen, I go to plan to buy this field. And this field that I plan to buy, when I buy it, I want it to be yours from right now. Then lie, then it doesn't help. Why? Because you can't really be same as that. You don't really mean it. Because you know yourself there's a doubt. Mi yema, who told you? Di mazman le na le. Who told you that person's going to sell it to you? Like, you say, I plan to buy that field, one special field. It's on the market today. But who says by the time you get it tomorrow, it'll still be in the market? Maybe the owner's going to want to sell to somebody else. Maybe it'll be too expensive for you. So then you don't really mean it. If you would stand and say, any field that I buy, when I get it, I want it to be yours today, then we can say you're Samech Das. Like, you made up your mind 100% you want to buy a field. So if you made up your mind to buy it, you buy it. If not this one, another one. But since eventually you'll get it, you really meant it, you give it to him over right now. But if you meant that Badaska, one special field, the other first, we never know if you really get it, maybe you're not Samech Das. The Gemara says it's not true though. Gemara says though, but for Lakim, like Lashon of a Shvua, Omar Rav, Afilu B'Sod Ezu. No, that Rav said the Svara even by Sod Ezu. Even though Reuven says to Shimon, listen, I want to give you this field that I plan to buy tomorrow, I want to give it to you today. The Kinyan is Chal, I can give it over to you today. And when I buy the field tomorrow, it automatically belongs to you. Why? What's the Raya? Because Rav obviously holds like Rav Meir over here. Because Rav Kaman Omer L'Shemaitei, who is Rav going like? That Rav holds, Odo Matna Dovash Lo B'Liyolim, that a person has a right to sell something even though you don't have it right now. But you have a right to sell it right now, that when you will get it, it belongs to somebody else. Who holds that Svar all over? That's Rav Meir. The Yom that Rav Meir says, Odo Matna Dovash Lo B'Liyolim. You have a right to sell something even though you don't own it yet. Even though a lashon loy b'leom doesn't really mean it didn't come to the world altogether. Just means that's not for you. Like, you don't own the field yet, still you have a right to sell this field to somebody else, then when you buy it, it belongs to him. What's the raya? And even by one sodah, why the Tani would learn like this. If a Yisrael goes over to a lady, and he says to her like this, Hiskachali, I want to get married to you, Liyachashis Gayer, after I become a Ger. Because right now the guy is a Goy. A Goy goes over to a Bas Yisrael and tells her, listen, here's the ring, the Shem Kedushin, tomorrow I plan to be a Ger, so I'm making a Maisi Kedushin now, that the Kedushin should be Chal tomorrow, after I become a Ger, the Kedushin should be good. Or else, then Yisrael goes over to a Shiksa, and he tells her, here's the ring for Kedushin, and the Kedushin should be Chal, Liyachashet is Gairi, after you become a Gerist. After you become a Ger, then the Kedushin should be Chal. Rabbi Meir says, in both cases, the Kedushin is Chal. And the same thing, what about if an Eved Chinani right now goes over to Nisha and says, I want to marry you, and the Kedushin should be Chal, Liyachashet Shtachar, after I become freed. The Kedushin is also Chal. What about Liyachashet Shtachari? You go over to a Shifka Kananis. Then Yisrael goes over to Shifka Kananis and says, here's a ring, Lashen Kedushin, and the Kedushin should be Chal, after you become freed. Or else, Liyachash Yomis Balecha. A man goes over to a married lady. You go over to an Eshishish, and you give a Kesef Kedushin, you tell her, listen, Harayat Mekudeshesli, Liyachash Yomis Balecha, after your husband dies. Like right now that she's married, you can't marry her. An Eshishish can't have a second Kedushin. But you make a Maisik Kedushin, Kedushin should be Chal now, for when after your husband dies, then automatically you're married to me. Or else, Liyachash Yechlet L'choy Yivimcha. Same thing. Or else in the case where the husband died, but there's a Parsha of Yivim involved. You go over to the Yivim and you tell her, I want to marry you after you get your Chalitza. Or else, Liyachash Thomas Achasecha, after your sister died. In other words, in the case where you're right now married to your wife's sister. You go to your wife, so you're married to your wife, and your wife has a sister. So you want to marry your wife's sister. Everybody knows, calls the man, your wife is alive, you can't marry your sister. So you go over to your wife's sister and you tell her, listen, Harei Amakadeshetli, that after my wife, your sister dies, then I want to marry you. So Lachar is, Ein Amakadeshet. In all these cases, the Rabbanon hold, the Kedushin is not Chal. This is always called the Dover Shloi Berliyoga. Since right now, when you make the Maisa Kedushin, she's not fit for Kedushin, she's an Eshetish, she's a Giyuris, you're a Goy, you're an Eved, the Kedushin is no good. However, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir Shita always is, Mekudeshet. No, the Kedushin is Chal. Because Rabbi Meir holds a tremendous Kiddush of Odom Matna Dover Shloi Berliyoga. That means, if you make a Maisa now, to be Chal for later, and later it could be Chal, we look as if this Maisa is done at the time when it really could be Chal. Even though you're giving right now this married lady the Kedushin, but since you're giving it to her, that should be Chal after her husband dies, and at that time you could marry her, so we look as if the Maisa is being done for that time, it's called a good Kedushin. So Gemara says, I have Isha, Kisod Ezudamya. According to Rabbi, when you want to marry this special Isha, you're saying clearly, this Isha I want to marry when her husband dies. And still, so it's like you want to buy this one special field. And the Yom Rabbi, because Rabbi Meir still says, the Kedushin is Chal. The Kitzev Rav holds like Rabbi Meir Shita of Odom Makta Dovah Shalom B'Liyolam, he holds it so far, even in the case of the Sod Ezu. Even when the guy says, listen, I plan to buy this special field tomorrow, and I'm telling you I want to give it to you right now. So if you make the Maisa King and you Makta it to him right now, according to Rabbi Meir, it's good. Since you're giving it to him on a tonight like that you're going to buy it tomorrow, so when you buy it tomorrow, then you could give it away to him. So the Maisa King you're making right now is as if it's helping for the time after you buy it. Therefore, this Maisi before helps, that as soon as you buy it, it automatically goes to him. Right? Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says like this. Hamoitzi Shtar HaKno B'Shuk. Somebody finds a Shtar HaKno. Shtar HaKno we had before is where the Loivas puts the Kinyan Achrayis into the Shtar, saying that no matter what happens, even if the Malvin never gave me the money, still I'm a Shabbat my Nechos. Shtar HaKno is that the Loivas says, put into the Shtar, I'll mark the my kakoy is back to you. That even if you don't give me the money, still the shibud machal. So Shmuel says, Yachsel Abayim, give it back to the Malva. Why? Because what are you afraid about? If somebody found a shtar in the street, you're supposed to give it back to the Malva. Because what are you afraid about? Dimishum the cost of Lubus for love. If you're afraid, maybe it was written up that he's going to borrow money, but the Malva never really gave him the money. Where it says, so what? Even if the Malva didn't give him the money, but Hashib din Ashay, it's a shtar hakanor. The loiva wrote in the shtar that I'm a shabbat my nechosim to pay you up even if you don't give me the money. So we're not afraid about that. The other thing to be afraid about, maybe the loiva already paid up the money. Sure, it was a good shtar, you borrowed the money, but maybe the shtar was paid up already. So Shmuel holds, Loi chashin leproyin. We're not afraid ishtar was paid up. You know why? The Yemisa the Poro, whoever pays up money, you know what you do with that shtar right away? Mikra heavy karala, you rip up the shtar right away. You don't let the malv hold on to the shtar. The malv has a shtar that you owe him $1,000. So if you go and pay up your $1,000, the first thing you do is you rip up the shtar. So therefore, if somebody finds the shtar on the street, you have a right to say it wasn't paid up yet. And therefore, Shmuel says he's supposed to return it back to the malv. So the malv says, Om Rav Nachman,
Abba min safri dana de mashmul hevi. My father was from the seifrim of Shmuel. The Vina and Tavash Shishkvashev was 6 or 7 years old. For the Chani remembers that the Machud used to announce like this, Vyam used to say, Hani Shtari Akanaisa, the Shtar Akanaisa, the Mishtaka Bishuka, that's found in the Shuk, that's found in the streets, the Mishtaka Bishuka in Adoy, is the Mishtaka Bishuka, you find in the street, you should know, Nadrin Lamurayu, you're supposed to return it to the owner. And Achnami, the Paschal like Shmuel time, that's where Shmuel holds, that a Shtar Akanaisa, if you find it, you return it back to the owner. Alright, turn over.
Yeah, like we just said, because Shmuel holds, we're not afraid of anything.
Omer Rav Amr and Afanam Amitin, we also learn like this. Read another proof, Afanam Amitin, we learned, it says, Kol Maisa Bezdin Hareza Yachsen. Anything that's done in Bezdin, a Maisa Bezdin, like a shtar, is supposed to return. Salma, what do we see? Lechashin, we're not afraid anything went wrong with it. But since the shtar was also called a Maisa Bezdin, therefore he's supposed to return it. Rashi's Kasako Bezdin, we thought, Maisa Bezdin means shtar is caused by Hentik. If the shtar has a Hentik on it, the Bezdin okayed it, so that shtar, we're not afraid for Purim. Maybe there's no proof. Maybe this halacha that we say a ma'isa bezdin is supposed to you're allowed to return that's going on story chaltos v'yadrachta. The law v'nei purayin there was no question that maybe it was paid up or not. Rashi says b'shtori chaltos means shtar shakosu bezdin l'moitzi shtar chaveroi. The chayvul shalom b'leishulam. Like if the malva has a shtar that Reuben owes me money and Reuben doesn't want to pay me. So Bezdin gives the Malv a shtar that he has a right to go down to the Levi's property and take away what he owes him. So such a shtar like that is not shaykh throin. Those shtar is, you have a right to go down to the field, take whatever you want. Or else the shtar, Drachta Rashi says, Shalei Mot L'yashim Echosim. The Malv went down to the Levi's field and didn't find anything there. So because the way Bezdin wrote him a shtar, Sheyir Berch L'asaran Echosim, he has a right to keep on running after his property. And when he finds it, he can take it. Rashi says, Drachta means Lashin Raideth. You run after the state of the life until you finally get his property. So these two stories, if it gets lost, here we're not afraid for Purim. So the Gemara, like why not? Like why aren't there Bnei Purim? Well, Amri Nadoi, Nadoi says, Shuma Hodar, Atreis Yachi Shosa. You could retract on a Hodar, even up to a year. So Rashi says, Shuma Hodar means, Shishama Bezin Labal Chayt Kakaleva. If Bezin's told, listen, the Malva, Bezdin told the Malva, the labor doesn't want to pay you, okay, we're going to take away his property. And we'll go down and we'll value how much his property is worth, and you can take it, he owes you $1,000, we'll value how much $1,000 of property is worth. Even if Bezdin made the Shuma, halacha is hodah. Rashi says that means, in Yisrulei Moyes Hashanah, if even after Bezdin took away the property from the labor, if the labor comes back with money, the labor has a right to pay up. And when the labor pays up the money, then the field goes back to the labor. Even though Bezdin gave the Malva right to take away the property from the Leiva, when the Leiva pays up the money later, he gets back his property. So even the Shtar Zadrachta, that you had a right to take the property away from the Leiva, still it's possible for Purim. It's possible to say that the Leiva paid you back the money, and then the Leiva has the right to keep the character. So we should be afraid then. If somebody finds the Shtar in the street, why are you afraid? Maybe it's paid up. The Yom Ramema. No, any time the Leiva wants to pay up, the money has the right to pay back. See, even these two shtaros also called Shaykh Groin. He said like this, he lost it himself.
In other words, the Leiva himself made a bid. The Vidna the Porah, because when the Leiva paid up the Malva now, he bought the Mikrai L'shtari. Right away, he should have taken away the shtar from the Malva and ripped it up. And Inami, even if you want to tell me, that for some reason the Malva doesn't have the shtar right now, so he should have asked the Malva lemichtav shtar v'achrin alayu. He should have wrote up a new shtar as if to say like the Malva is selling this property back to the Leiva. Why? The Medina, because really mitzad adin ar yilei boi lemheder. Really mitzad adin, what happened here? The Malva collected property from the Leiva. The Leiva didn't have money to pay up, so lacharis Bezdin gave a shtar adrachta that Bezdin sold the property or gave the property to the Malva. So Mikra did now, the Malva owns this property. And later when the Leiva gets money later, Mitzad Adin, the Malva doesn't really have to return the property. It's only in Mishum from the Pasuk of Yasisa Yosh Betoy Beni Hashem, who do you have Rabbanan to Heder? Like a Churma the Rabbanan said that the Malva should return the property back to the Lever if he comes up with money. Hilkach therefore Mereshu the Kozovin. It's as if right now the Lever is like buying back this property from the Malva. Therefore, he should have written up a new shtar now. Therefore, when the Lever pays up the money, he should have asked the Malva to write him back a shtar saying that I'm buying the field off you. So if the Lever doesn't have such a shtar, therefore we're not afraid to return the shtar that's lost. But I tell you, Gabi shtar choy, but by regular shtar choy bustam, it says that Reuven knows Shimon $100. Michael Mema, what can we say over there? Over there, you know why we're not afraid? Because in Misa the Pora, it was really paid up. So what do you want to say? You boil a little mikrai l'shtare. And there you want to say we shouldn't be afraid, because if you want to say it was paid up, so it should have ripped up the shtar. I'll tell you now, maybe the Malva did not want to return the shtar. The Yomli said, he just pushed him off and said, you know what, I'll give you back the shtar tomorrow first. So by regular payment of halvor, it's possible maybe the Leiva really paid back the money, and just the Malva is still holding on to the shtar. Like the Malva says, right now I don't have it, that's why I didn't give it back. So here we have to be afraid though, so now maybe the Malva lost the shtar, but we can't return the shtar to the Malva because maybe the Leiva paid up the money. And now me, secondly, we have to be afraid about, maybe the Malva is still holding on to the shtar for the value of the shtar itself. In other words, he lent $1,000 to the Leiva. Now really, Mikir Adin, the Leiva is supposed to pay for the ksav of the Seifa. What happened could be sometimes the Leiva doesn't have money for that either. So the Malva says, you know what, I'll lay out the money now and you pay me back later. So here the Leiva came back with $1,000, but he also owes the Malva another $2 for the payment of the Seifer, and that he didn't pay him back yet. So the Malva says, you know what, I'm going to hold on to the Shtar until you pay me those $2. So that's why by regular Shtar Chayv we have to be afraid, even after the Leiva paid back $1,000, still maybe the Malva is holding on to the Shtar until the Leiva pays him another dollar or two for the Ksav of the Seifer. So therefore, we have to be afraid maybe the shtar fell from the Malva, therefore we're chashina leproin. So for me, we have no proof to Shmuel. The Nothing More says, Omer Rav Avua, Omer Rav Yechanan, Hamoitzi shtar choyv bashuk. If somebody finds a shtar choyv that Reuven knows Shimon $1,000 in the street, Alpha picha kosa by henpik, even though inside the shtar there's written a henpik like Bezdim was Mekayim the shtar already, like we know for sure the loan took place, still lo yachziru lebailim, you're not supposed to return the shtar back to the Malva. Now, not only in the shtar that doesn't have the seal of Bezdin on it, then the Ikla, maybe we could say, maybe Kosta Lilbus Vulailova. Maybe he lent the money, and he wrote up the shtar, but he never lent the money. So that's why we don't return the shtar to the Malva. Not only in such a case, Ella, but even, Afilu Kosta Behenpik, even though in the shtar there is the seal of Bezdin on it, so therefore, Omai Ninu, what is it? The Makuyim, that the shtar has a kim on it, so we know for sure the loan took place. Still, Loyafa, still you don't return to the Malva. To Chashinim, we're afraid, Leperoyin. We are afraid that maybe the Leiva already paid up the money, and the shtar was lost, and therefore we do not return it to the Malva. Now, again,